Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
You know how there's different celebrations for different days and weeks and months?
Yep.
I think we should have the next couple weeks be Hug a Teacher Week or Hug a Teacher Month, as I can't imagine how much they're dealing with the next few days. We have a teacher friend on the phone. Break it down for us.
The kids are will be loaded on sugar for sure. And it's a real thing. The sugar high, the craziness, the crash, then the moodiness. And it continues well after Halloween. Halloween day at school turned out to be pretty good.
Okay.
The next day,
yeah,
for sure. Like today, I'm preparing myself for a bit of a crazy day. I'm glad I got a lot of sleep. I'll need a lot of patience. They have candy for breakfast. They bring it in their lunch bag. They have it for every meal at school.
You're just like finding candy wrappers everywhere at the school, right?
Everywhere.
So as a parent to an elementary school student, what should my rule be on like how many chocolate bars she's allowed to take to school for the next couple weeks?
Well, we actually have a rule at our school that we try to implement. It's like 2 pieces of candy a day, and they can't have it until lunchtime, like not in the morning.
Okay.
There's no way that kids are following that rule.
Here's the problem. You set that way too low, so now kids are going to sneak chocolates in. If you would have picked a reasonable number like 5, then they'd stick to it.
They're going to bring as much as they want regardless of the rules. So
okay.
The rule's out there, but, you know, it's flexible, I guess.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
We're thinking of you.
Yeah, we are.
New study. I didn't come up with this study.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's ridersthoughts.com.
No,
but
it's not. Men are funnier than women. Researchers have claimed they looked at the results of various studies in which people are asked to rate men and women's humor without knowing the gender first.
Oh, okay.
So they had like ghost writers, and then they figured out if it was a man who wrote it or a woman. I'm sorry to tell you this. I think you're one of the funniest people I've ever met.
But men are funnier.
First and second place of people I've ever met are dudes.
I think this is a flawed system, so we're going to try and test it out right now. You as the listener are voting. Who's funnier, the man on this show or the woman?
Don't vote yet, because
no.
I know what you're going to do.
Yeah. Okay, no, you have to genuinely listen to 1 minute of jokes or stand-up between the two of us, and then you cast your vote on the text
line. A minute or less.
A minute or less. Oh, you don't have enough for a minute? Classic. I could go on for 10 minutes. All right, you're going first.
No, paper, rock, scissors.
No!
Paper, rock, scissors.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Boom.
Ugh, okay.
You're going first.
Should I start the timer?
Yeah, just give us a little bit.
I'm not an alcoholic. I just don't know what to do with my hands if I'm not holding a drink, you know? So I get way too drunk because I'm constantly holding a vodka soda. And then next thing you know, I'm waking up on a cold tile bathroom floor to find that I use my own thong as a hair elastic to vomit. I just can't do nightlife anymore. The fashion is too intimidating. Women are wearing fishnets to the bar. I tried to wear fishnet stockings once, and they made my thighs look like 2 string-wrapped Christmas hams. And also, Spanx are just so hard to get off. Guys, have you ever tried to peel Spanx off of a woman? That's like trying to take the price tag sticker off of a HomeSense candle. You're gonna be there for a while. This is so awkward without laughter in the room.
You're doing great.
My girlfriends and I tried to rock crop tops this past summer. And you know, it was going fine until we were on White Ave one night and the table beside us complained to management because they were convinced we were a group of rowdy pregnant women drinking. And we were like, no. This is just what we look like.
Okay, that's your time.
That's it?
You went over a minute for sure there.
Okay, whatever. Your turn.
Yeah, I've been through a divorce recently. Mainly because I was just sick of 75% of my stuff. There's a big difference between bedroom relations when you're in a long-term thing or like if it's new, right? People try a lot harder when they're trying to impress you. Girls will wear like $75 bras with jewels on them. They have LED lights, speakers built in. But when it's super comfortable, you're both in t-shirts that you got free at the beer store. you have to stop because someone gets a leg cramp. And you're like, should we keep going? Yeah, I guess so. You're talking about the chores that you have to get done the next day. That's your dirty talk. Dr. Phil's on in the background. She gets a call from her aunt to give an update on her infection, and she takes the call while you're in becoming intimate still. She'll fart, and you can tell that she had Montana's for lunch.
That's not like, funny. That's just gross, man. Come on.
All right.
Okay.
That's my big finisher.
Wow. Thank you so much for ruining one of the greatest restaurants of all time for everyone.
No. Yeah, let us know who you think. We'll announce the winner in 3.5 minutes.
Who's funnier, men or women? Be honest on the text line.
780-784-7107. Good morning. Oh, my God.
So your costume with your daughter absolutely smashed it online yesterday. It was so good. Every year, you step it up. I don't know what it is.
My trick? You want to know what the trick is?
Yes.
Bald characters. That's it. Because people are like, wow, he really committed to that by shaving his head right down. But I do anyway.
All we had to do for Ryder's costume is put dark circles under his eyes, and he was Uncle Fester.
Thank you. Is that a compliment?
I don't know. Yes?
I had to do like that double chin intentionally thing to make it look legit. But yeah, my daughter went as Wednesday, so we were part of the Addams family.
What are some other bald characters that you've done in the past? Because like, it just seems like every year it's 10 out of 10. Last year was Gru from
Despicable Me. Yeah, I've done Dr. Evil. That went pretty good. I did Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys. That was sweet because I got to just party really hard and people thought I was just like committing to the character. I think I've got next year's planned. I might do Kingpin, but I'm going to have to borrow some hair extensions and just like tape them onto my head.
Glue them on, yeah.
Yeah, no, it works pretty good just going as a bald dude.
And how was your experience with trick-or-treating with your daughter? Because the weather wasn't that bad. Some years there's so much snow. Kids have to be wearing their like huge puffy jackets over top of their costumes, and then they're upset about it.
Right. Yeah, no, I'd say that it went pretty good other than she was like super well-behaved with strangers. And like, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's good.
And like, they're like, take a handful. No, I'll just have one. And then like when we were walking into people's houses that we knew, she like takes off her jacket, throws it on the ground, is going through their cupboards. Like,
yes.
What else? You got any full-sizers in here?
Like, that's great.
But all in all, pretty good, though. You said that you were disappointed with the overall
timeline yesterday. Was anyone else expecting more online? Like every time I'd refresh my Instagram, I'm like, where are the good costumes? Like nobody dressed up yesterday.
I think I know what the problem is.
What?
It's 2019.
People are scared to dress up?
Literally every costume you're going to have people complaining about.
But it's not just that. It's also like kids struggling to want to keep their costumes on. Like you have a lot of toddlers. All you want is that amazing picture of your kid dressed up as a puppy. You know, and they won't sit still. They're crying, screaming, get this off of me. So
put them in the costume, take the picture.
And then take it off.
Pretend like you went on all night and then just go watch a movie. Donovan is on the phone and has something to point out about something you just said, Lisa, and my dog, Gordon. What's up, man?
This is going to sound really bad because it's putting Lisa in the hot pot, but the whole time she was talking about how it's so hard to get that one photo that you crucially want for your kids in the costume and they're always struggling saying, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah.
I just thought, isn't that what Gordon's thinking every time you tried to dress him up to get them that one photo? And Ryder was like, I don't want to dress him up because he hates it. Isn't that what he's thinking at the same time?
Yes.
Yes, except it's worse because he doesn't understand what's going on at all.
And he can't say anything to you?
Well, this year he doesn't get a costume because you're right. I felt bad. He's dressed up as the Minion once and it was for 40 seconds and I still think about it.
Yeah, my dog is the same way, always with the antlers for Christmas, always just knocks him off with his paws and it's the end of it and they're just dangling around his neck.
How confused was your dog with trick-or-treating last night?
Yeah, did your dog freak out whenever people were at the door?
Yeah, basically she was just sitting in the bedroom underneath the bed and then you would just hear the random, like, the, you know, the half bark, the, you know, the, I want to bark,
really,
but I know I get in trouble, you know?
Right.
Can you give us that half bark again?
He's like, it's like the lazy. I'm too lazy to bark.
Right.
Let's do this.
It's Flower Shop Friday.
All right. This is where we prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card.
Good morning, flowers.
Oh, pretty good. Thanks. You?
Not too bad.
Just wondering if you could fill out a card for me quick. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Sure. What do you want the message to say?
I'm sorry for dressing up as your dad.
Okay.
And leaving my costume on your mom's floor.
That's cute. All right. And are you signing that? Or
I just have a little bit more.
Okay.
You can tell your dad he can keep the undies, but I'd like the pants back.
All right.
And signed Gary. Can you just read that back to me? Make sure we got it.
Sure can. So, I'm sorry for dressing up as your dad and leaving my costume on your mom's floor. You can tell your dad he can keep the undies, but I'd like the pants back, Gary.
Perfect.
She must have a sense of humor because that's hilarious.
Oh, no. Like, it's not a joke, though.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. I see why the flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friendship Friday, so we got a good buddy who's in the studio with us, and him and I can relate on something. We both lost a little weight recently, so we're going to talk about the struggles of losing weight.
Okay, I'll sit this one out.
What? Okay. Also, if anybody else would like to complain about
losing weight.
No, I know, it's a bit of a stretch.
I just don't know. I don't know what that's like. Like I said, I've had 127 caramels since October 1st, so.
Jermaine has been a longtime listener, and you've won a lot of prizes here on the station as well, you were just saying.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
The 7:30 threesome, which, in fact, we're bringing back next week.
Yes.
So if you know what we're talking about.
That was my jam, the riddles.
You're good at riddles. So Jermaine, a regular caller on our show as well, he would always call with his Bluetooth, and we never understood a word you'd said. So we were like, can you just come in and just sit in on the show instead, please? Because we don't know.
We both lost some weight recently and wanted to discuss that.
You guys look great.
Struggle's real.
Yeah, the struggle. Hey, I just feel like you're rubbing it in our faces.
No.
I just can't contribute to this combo.
What's up?
Thanks a lot, Ryder.
Right? Like, way to rub it in our faces.
Yeah, that lost you weight, I definitely found. That lost you weight.
That weight you lost. Okay, I think we all know what you were getting at there.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we're asking you on the text line, what are some complaints you have when it comes to weight loss? I know it's kind of obscure, but it makes sense. Robin wrote in saying, I've lost 30 pounds, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Great job.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying my clothes don't fit the same. I get super cold all the time.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time shopping because I don't know what will look good on me anymore.
See?
Yeah, and you're afraid to buy anything because, God forbid, you lose some more. Now the new stuff you bought no longer fits.
It doesn't fit either.
It's expensive.
You said that you had an issue at a past workplace as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're wearing uniforms, and you walk around looking like you're wearing your big brother's clothes, and you're like, I'm going to get some new ones. I'm going to get some new ones. The boss is like, what's this? I see three new uniforms ordered here. What, you keep changing sizes. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Just, you know.
It's because I keep changing sizes.
Yeah. Literally, I'm shedding my former self all over the gym floor.
A bunch of my swimsuits no longer fit. They're all a little bit baggy.
Ryder's really into swimming lanes right now, Jermaine.
Because of my knee surgery, it's like by far the best exercise I can do. I don't know why I feel like I always have to explain why I'm swimming. I'm still in that
zone. It's a vulnerable thing if you're not a professional swimmer. Like, if you're not Michael Phelps, it's like, why are you swimming lanes?
You're swimming?
I don't know why.
Well, at least you don't have to explain how you can swim. I'm like, I could swim. They're like, you could swim? Is that a surprise to you guys? I come from an island.
In the pool, these big baggy shorts now are all like slipping down a little bit. So if anybody's walking by my gym, you can see the pool from the outside.
Oh, there's a window?
Yeah, you'll just see my ass floating back and forth. In my little crack stick.
Why is there a creeper window at your gym?
Yeah, what?
I don't know, but he's not coming around anymore. All right. That creeper was.
Let's all bring our chairs and we'll just prop up and watch Ryder swim lanes.
A lot of positive text rolling in about our friend who's in today, Jermaine, for Friendship Friday with the sexy voice, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does feel good. Like, yeah. If I was just a radio personality, I'd probably have lots of dates.
Well, it's funny, you've gotten more texts about how your voice is sexy and you've been here for 11 minutes than I have in my 16-year radio career.
Mm.
I just guess I don't have the sexiness in the voice.
Yeah, well, people are also used to your voice, right?
Yeah.
Whereas when there's this mysterious new man on the show,
yeah,
I think there's something there.
You're definitely complacent in the sexiness of your voice, and they don't appreciate it like they should. It's like when people have a hot, hot girlfriend, and they're like...
After a while, it's just your girlfriend?
It's just your girlfriend. Everybody else is like, dude, your girlfriend's so hard. I'm like, yeah, no. All she's right, cool.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You said you were reading something that said that there is a very fine line between a sexy voice and like a girl's getting sexy vibes off a guy's voice and a creepy voice.
Yeah, yeah. And I was worried for a while because my voice is really deep. Like, I can't even whisper. So, like,
can
I
you
was
try
worried.
To whisper right now?
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Oh, that could get creepy. Yeah.
See?
All right.
Like in class, the teacher just always hears me, Jermaine, shut up.
It doesn't matter where they place you. Yeah, they're like changing the seating arrangement of the class. They put you in the back and they're like, oh, I can still hear him whispering.
Like, where are you going for lunch? I'm like, I'm not supposed to talk right now. They're like, Jermaine, shut up. I'm like, they were talking to me.
I came across a stat that I found fairly interesting that actually said the opposite, that it's not an attraction that most women get from deep voice. It is a sense of being a little bit scared when they hear. So, good for us.
Yeah.
We can also go in high octaves if we want to.
Yeah, I could talk like this all day.
We're not scary, ladies.
I must say, all of the trick-or-treaters last night were very polite, so if you're a parent and you're listening, you should be very proud. What?
Well, that's just what you saw.
True.
I bet there were some real jerk kids. There was one story I saw on Reddit here in Edmonton where some people left a bowl out with a sign saying, be back in 20 minutes.
That's never a good idea.
But the first group of kids that come up dump it all in their bag.
Yeah, of course they do. Wouldn't you?
Their stupid little faces are on the doorbell camera, and now they're going to go viral. Good job, idiots.
No, they're not going to go viral. People that are watching that are like, yeah, I get it.
No!
Yes! Anyway, Heidi Klum obviously won Halloween. She always does. She goes all out. This was the 20th anniversary of her bash that she puts on. 13 hours of makeup in New York City in front of a glass window that people could walk by and watch. She had the prosthetics. She had an entire team that were just working their butts off for 13 hours straight, adding intestines and muscles. I posted the picture of her costume on Power 107YEG's Instagram.
And finally, John Stamos, the artist formerly known as Uncle Jesse, taking on the lead role as the coach of a high school girls basketball team called Big Shots.
And that's true? I would never picture him as a basketball player.
No, basketball coach of a high school girls team.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
Good listening. Word has it Auntie Becky has managed to get her kids on the team.
No.
That part's not true. We've got Jermaine in the house with us for Friendship Friday, one of our good buddies.
His voice is very sexy on the radio, so there's been several women who have reached out wanting his Instagram, and I give them the handle, but then in here you're saying things like, it doesn't matter, they're just going to friend zone me anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently I'm too nice, too caring, I pay too much attention. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm not loser enough.
Yeah. So do you feel like you've always struggled with this? You've always been interested in a woman and then all of a sudden they either are saying they're not interested anymore or you're just a friend to them?
Well, yeah, it's like they come up with the best reasons. They're like, listen, I'm not good at relationships. I really like you. So I know if we get into a relationship, it's just going to go bad and then you're going to leave my life. And
that's an excuse, though.
That's an excuse, right?
So what's going on there?
I don't know. The being nice, being too nice thing, I do agree with that it is an issue. And I know that sounds ridiculous.
It does.
I think after you break the ice that you can be that really nice guy. But I think to not get put in the friend zone immediately, you have to have a little edge.
Well, yeah, where does this start and stop, though? Because, like, I have a disadvantage and an advantage. I was raised mostly by women, so I'm sensitive to the woman's needs, whatever, but I am still a man at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, maybe I'm paying too much attention. Maybe I'm listening too closely.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I do remember your birthday. You told me that. And your name. Sorry.
Have you ever read the book The Game by Neil Strauss?
No, like the only games I'm into are Milton Bradley and Parker Brothers.
Okay. No, it's about the like secret society of pickup artists. A lot of the book is just terrible. And you're like, oh my God, these people exist.
But there's a couple things that you've learned from it.
Well, there's like this underground movement of men that travel around and teach dudes that have a rough time meeting women to how to pick up women, how to approach a group. And there's some really good tips of like, never come up behind a girl when you want to introduce yourself because you don't want them to be startled or
instantly
scared.
Intimidated.
Maybe you have to. So there's like,
you know what? I've seen those groups that like, I don't know if it's, you know, their microphone and the Facebook algorithms, but okay. They always come across like, I'm living my best life. I've gotten 10 dates with the most incredible women. And it's like, I'm like, how do you know this? This is my life. And then they're like, yeah, like I'll teach you how to talk to women. I'll teach you how to make women be sexually attracted to you. And I'm like, I don't think I need to learn that from a conference, but like, okay. I'm like, I feel like I could talk to women just fine. It's just like, what am I saying to them that just makes them cozy? And I actually got a little insight not too long ago. My roommate was like out hanging out with a girl we know mutually. And he's perplexed by this occurrence too. So he asked her straight out, like, what is it about Jermaine that makes all you guys just want to hang out with him and talk to him, but no one's dating him? And her answer was kind of interesting. She was like, well, you know, he seems like a really safe place. Like, I feel like we could trust him and he's safe. And
all right,
like,
I got it. You got to rob a bank.
Or maybe I need a face tat.
Yeah, there you go. Not so safe now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bank.
I'm dangerous. We put together a little public service announcement we thought was important for you to hear. For generations, kids have been consuming far too much candy in the weeks following Halloween. From this dark, cold hotel room and the endlessness that you fear. Today, we think of the teachers and parents that have to deal with the sugar rushes and sugar crashes.
Sugar assholes.
They ride the roller coaster of emotions and have more ups and downs than gas prices in Edmonton.
I don't want to do my homework. I want to watch YouTube. In the arms of the angel, may you
find some comfort here. So don't forget to hug a parent or teacher or even buy them wine. Or else they might just end up locking an annoying kid in a storage bin.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.